Hit Breakfast with Dan and Christy, and Ballarat is hosting the legendary WWE Hall of Famer and one of my favourites of all time, Bret the Hitman Hart. He's coming down for StarCast Down Under 1 week after WrestleMania 40 in partnership with Oceania Pro Wrestling. And to talk more about it, Cam Vale, the Managing Director. Good morning to you, Cam. How exciting.
Good morning, team. Yes, very, very exciting and still sometimes hard to believe. But yes, the great Bret the Hitman Hart is headlining our show in April.
Yes, and for those playing at home, like, I'll tell you all about Bret the Hitman Hart because I've watched him my whole life.
He's so excited, Cam.
He pretty much learnt wrestling in a dungeon with his legendary father, Stu, and one of the best international wrestling superstars of all time. Probably the best technical wrestler, would you say, Cam, ever?
Look, I'm a bit biased. I grew up with him as well, so I'd absolutely say that as a professional wrestler, you know, he is number one and should be on the, well, I think they call it the Mount Rushmore in the US. He's the Hall of Famer. He's the legend. He's the one.
That is so cool, Cam. Because I've always wanted to know with wrestling, and Dan, being a huge wrestling fan, can sort of tell me a bit about it as well. You know the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke? Is this what it's like in real life, what they go through to be professional wrestlers?
Yeah, so look, I suppose as a fan, I've followed all my life, but as a sports business exec, I've only been involved in the last year. And what I've certainly seen in the events that we held last year, we had one in Wagga, and being involved around some of the local scene, I mean, they are really great athletes. They work incredibly hard. There's a lot that goes into the preparation of being a wrestler, you know, performing the skill, the art of it really well. So I think, obviously, you know, like most movies, maybe The Wrestler's played up a few aspects, but the grind, like in any sport where you're trying to make it to get to that elite level at WWE and other major brands internationally, you know, it's a challenge. And because it has that subjective nature to characters and who can do promos, so there's a lot more than just the ring side. I think it's a tough industry to break through, but even the uniqueness of, you know, wrestlers that do, like Bret, become legends and still accessible, right? Like, you can, you know, these are not movie stars that don't come out and meet the fans. This is somebody who's going to meet the fans and be part of our event.
And this is so cool about the event too, StarCast Down Under, because it's across 4 days in various venues across Ballarat, and legends are coming down. Tell us about some of the ex-superstars that will be there.
Yeah, so we're looking at about 10 legends in total, and then about another probably 10 international wrestlers, and then probably a good 10 to 15 Australian wrestlers. So there's a mix of shows that engage, you know, from meet and greets to stage shows where you get to hear a bit more, you know, behind the scenes and the different wrestlers have come through. And of the 10 legends, Bret, we're very clear to everybody, is not wrestling. But of the other 10 legends, probably 3 or 4 will absolutely wrestle. And one of those is Mickie James. So from a female side of things, you know, she's probably been the pioneer of the last 20 years. She's wrestled in multiple promotions, won multiple titles. She sings. She's got, you know, she's now working with a company called OVW, which has been part of a Netflix series recently. She is, you know, one of those real iconic, probably the most versatile wrestler, male or female. And so she will wrestle and probably headline our Friday show as well as be part of the meet and greet. So we've got more legends to announce. Most will be announced in the next 2 weeks. And then we really build from sort of early Feb to mid-April with the matches, the add-ons, the things that are going to be part of essentially what is like a convention or a Comic-Con type model, but we'll have two really strong nights of professional wrestling on the Friday and the Saturday night. All in a regional town, which is also really important. Not every event can go to Melbourne and Sydney, right? Like, regional communities are entitled to marquee event, and it doesn't hurt people to travel the other direction every now and then.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice to get out and support big events, international events, but coming to local areas and regional areas, like you just said, Cam. And I'm looking at Bret Hart's Instagram now. Gee, he's met some famous people, like even wrestler at Stinger. I know him, and I'm like, this is obviously, it's like, he's just doing so much now. It's pretty cool to see. Who are the biggest names that Bret has worked with or who you guys have come across in what you're doing?
Yeah, so, I mean, Bret probably through that 80s, 90s period worked with every legend there, you know, there could be, from Hulk Hogan to Sting to his brother, so Owen Hart, who passed away a fair while ago. But we will, one of the most iconic matches was Bret versus Owen at WrestleMania 10. So it's the 30-year anniversary, and that will be part of Bret talking about that at the stage show and really reminiscing on for wrestling fans. It was probably one of the best pure wrestling matches. Yokozuna, dare I say Goldberg, is not the most popular one with Bret, but he's pretty much been in them all, including wrestling his old boss, Vince McMahon, at WrestleMania. I think it was about 12 years ago now, 13 years ago. ago. So he's literally been in there with everyone.
We can't wait to see it. Subscribe right now because tickets are on sale right now. OceanaProWrestling.com. It's a must-see for any wrestling fan out there, and such a coup for Ballarat to have Bret the Hitman Hart, Mickey James, as you said, and all these former superstars of wrestling. But Cam Vale, thanks for joining us from Oceana Pro Wrestling, and we'll see you soon.
Beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it.